Well, as restrictions tighten and COVID cases swell to new records in Sydney, a worrying trend is the rise in cases amongst children. About two-thirds of the cases are in people under the age of 40, and nearly a quarter of the cases diagnosed in the past fortnight are in children and in teenagers. Doctors are concerned that the new trend could mean children could soon start presenting with serious disease, and they're already making changes to their intensive care units in preparation. Dr. Greg Kelly is a paediatrician and an intensive care specialist at a major hospital in Sydney. Dr. Kelly, welcome to Breakfast.
Hi, and thanks very much for having me. You've actually had my partner on the show a few times, Maya Newell, and she says hi as well.
Okay, there we go. Dr. Kelly, what's the evidence telling us about how the outbreak is changing when it comes to the risk for kids?
Yeah, so thanks very much for having me. What we are seeing is more cases in children compared to the outbreak last year. So last year in Australia, about 15% of cases were in children and teenagers, and this year it seems to be about closer to 25%, as you mentioned. We at our hospital, we are seeing substantially more patients. Last year we had one patient treated as an outpatient the entire time, and now our outpatient services are managing well over 100 children in the community with COVID, with our teams going to visit them in the home. And we're getting a couple of positive cases per week presenting. Fortunately, none that have been seriously unwell yet. We haven't had any come to intensive care, but we are certainly planning for that. And certainly overseas, some states in the US are facing severe challenges with children very sick with COVID that have overwhelmed their hospitals in combination with the other respiratory viruses that are having a resurgence because the measures to treat and prevent COVID really helped prevent all these other viruses last year as well.
So Dr. Kelly, why is that happening? Is this Delta in action?
Yeah, so it's not yet clear whether Delta causes more severe disease. It's certainly more transmissible. There is emerging data that it does cause more severe disease, and it seems to be affecting children more, but experts are still not agreeing about whether it truly does cause more severe disease in children. It's what we're seeing, and we will get that data coming out hopefully pretty soon.
Are some children more susceptible or at risk than other kids?
Yeah, so exactly the same with adults. Children with pre-existing diseases, of course, which there are many in Australia, do appear to be more at risk, but just as in adults, even completely healthy children can get critically unwell from COVID.
So you're saying that some preparations are being made for this. What's happening in case there are more cases of kids?
So the most important thing, obviously, is prevention. We'd much rather that no children got sick from this at all. Having said that, we are making preparations in stages to convert our ICU in three stages to take care of some COVID patients, take care of more COVID patients, and then we actually are drawing up plans to potentially convert the entire ICU to COVID, which obviously we really hope it doesn't come to that.
That's a big step.
Yeah. Look, that would be a nightmare because the other work, it doesn't go away. We're already very, very busy with regular work, you know, the trauma, the heart disease, all the routine work that we do. And so to have a COVID surge on top of that, we know that patients that go to ICU with COVID tend to stay a very long time. Data from Victoria last year showed that if you ended up in ICU on a ventilator with COVID, then your length of stay was greater than 2 weeks. And so it's not just the number of patients in ICU with COVID that we're seeing. We're seeing more, you know, 60 in New South Wales right now. It's how sick they can be and how long they tend to stay that really strains our system.
So I guess parents are being bombarded by a lot of information at the moment, and many are already overwhelmed. They're trying to school their kids at home and they've got a lot of pressure. So what's the balance here? What would the message be that you'd give to parents who are listening about the reality of these risks when it comes to kids and COVID?
Yeah, I can definitely understand that people are worried. The most important thing, again, to come back to is prevention. If we can prevent everyone getting COVID, then that's a good thing. So get vaccinated when you can. We really need to pay more attention to ventilation. In the same way that we all started taking hand sanitation really seriously last year, we need to recognise that COVID is breathed out by people that have got it and we can breathe it in. So anytime we're sharing the air with other people, whether that's public transport, a workplace or a home, we need to take measures to improve the ventilation, open windows, turn up the fans and air conditioning. Lots of transmissions appear to be happening in workplaces. And so workplaces should really start to get serious about ventilation and filtration of the air in their workplaces. And we are starting to see some of those recommendations come through in the New South Wales government's COVID safety plans, but I think we could emphasise it more.
In the areas where kids are able to go to school, is it safe for them to go?
So with schools, it's not really about a binary, is this safe or not? It's about how do we open schools safely? And we need to focus again on how we make those schools safe. There's now mask recommendations for children over 12 in the US. The American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending any children over 2 actually wear a mask when able.
And vaccination?
So vaccination in the US has now been approved down to age 12. The TGA in Australia has approved the Pfizer vaccine for children older than 12, and we're still waiting on the recommendation to come from ATAGI, which should happen in the next week or so. The regulatory process is slow, but it needs to be slow because we should be cautious about safety and effectiveness in children, and we want to be absolutely sure that it's the right thing to do. But we're expecting that there'll be a recommendation to vaccinate children with pre-existing conditions, and then during this year, as supplies of the vaccine increase, it's quite likely that children over 12 with no pre-existing conditions will be included, and by the end of the year, we may actually see children as young as 2 being included in our vaccination program.
Well, Greg Crowley, we hope that all those preparations that are being made will not eventually be needed. Thank you very much for giving us a bit of a picture of what's happening.
Thanks very much for having me.
That's Greg Kelly. He's a paediatrician and intensive care specialist at a major Sydney hospital.